The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Saturday, August 15th. Welcome to our weekend episode of The Newsworthy called Special Edition Saturday. Since the Democratic and Republican national conventions are happening over the next 2 weeks, we invited leaders from both parties to come on the show to preview the big events, discuss mail-in voting, which is now a hot-button issue, and talk about the challenges they're each facing leading up to Election Day, which is now less than 3 months away. So as they prepare to officially nominate their presidential candidates, you'll hear from both the spokeswoman for the Republican National Committee and the CEO of the Democratic National Convention about what's changed because of the pandemic and their strategy moving forward from here. Welcome, welcome to the Newsworthy Special Edition Saturday, when we sit down with a different expert or celebrity every Saturday to talk about something in the news. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday for our regular episodes when we provide all the day's news in just 10 minutes. It's fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. It's time for today's Special Edition Saturday. You ready? Let's do this. So 4 years ago, there were more than 50,000 delegates, journalists, party officials, and more at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. This year's DNC in Milwaukee next week will be much, much smaller. No crowds at all, and most of it will be virtual, with speakers chiming in from a variety of cities. Because of no crowds, they're planning for shorter speeches and a much more intimate tone.
How do we present them in a very different way, where the dynamic changes, a direct conversation between the people who are participating and the people who are at home watching?
That's the CEO of the Democratic National Convention, Joe Solmanese. He's in charge of making next week's event happen and has been for more than a year.
We're going to talk about the unified group of leaders who have come together, those who ran for president and now have come together. Generally speaking, the theme of this convention is really one of unity. And it is really one of unity as we as a party and then as a country think about what the path forward is going to be for us.
The following week will be the Republican National Convention. It was first planned for Charlotte, North Carolina, then Jacksonville, Florida, in an effort to keep an in-person crowd. And now it'll be mostly virtual, with only a few hundred delegates gathering in Charlotte.
As situations change on the ground, we adapt.
Liz Harrington is the spokeswoman for the Republican National Committee. She says despite the changes, the message will be much the same.
So it's going to be a highlight of the last 4 years of what the president has been able to accomplish and following through on his promises, but also looking in the future as a can-do American. And no one embodies a can-do American spirit better than President Trump.
For both parties, the convention sort of marked the beginning of the general election in November, as both presidential candidates are officially nominated. So I wanted to know, what are the biggest challenges facing each party heading into Election Day? Democrats say,
we can't take anything for granted, and we certainly can't, rest on the poll numbers that seem to be what we're seeing today. So I think that, Democrats have to just keep the pedal to the metal all the way through Election Day, particularly in the states where we fell short the last time.
As for Republicans,
I guess our biggest challenge would be getting the message out. But we're used to fighting wars on multiple fronts because we've got the media against us, we've got social media against us, we've got all of those cultural institutions, academia, they're all, trying to keep the president and keep Republicans down.
And another thing the RNC has been fighting is the push for more mail-in voting. The pandemic has prompted some states, California, Nevada, Vermont, and Washington, D.C., to mail out ballots to all registered voters, not just when they request it, but automatically. The RNC is now suing over it.
Democrats are introducing an entire new system overnight that absolutely opens the doors, the potential for opportunity for fraud.
Even though there are 5 states in the country that do all mail-in elections, and there hasn't been studies showing that there's serious instances of fraud.
So a couple points about this. The state of Washington, it took them 5 years to fine-tune and switch to universal mail-in voting. Not 5 months, not 5 weeks, not, less than 100 days, what Democrats are talking about now. And also, the states that do have universal mail-in voting have to keep a better eye on their registration rolls. What about all these states that have never done this process? They've never massively expanded their mail-in ballots, and their voter rolls are wildly inaccurate. In 2012, the Pew Research Center found 24 million registrations have errors. People that have died, people that have moved away, and they're still on the voter rolls.
I checked that 2012 Pew study, and it's true. The study found inaccuracies and called for a voter registration system upgrade. But to be clear, it wasn't about mail-in voting. The study called the voter registration errors costly and inefficient for all types of voting. And while it said these errors can lead to the perception of fraud and partisan disputes about it, it doesn't actually say it has led to fraud.
Mailing someone a ballot as opposed to requiring someone to request a ballot have absolutely no connection to any of the sort of theories that they're putting forward about the incidence of fraud.
Democrats say instead, mail-in voting means more voters will have a voice, especially during a pandemic.
We should find every opportunity that we can to open up voting to more people. You know, if we can send a man to the moon, there are ways that we can do it in a safe and secure way. This is just the latest in the Republicans' attempt to work against that. You realize that the more people who turn out to vote, the better Democrats do.
Though a Stanford study published earlier this year found mail-in voting specifically doesn't benefit either party. Still, that doesn't mean some election experts aren't concerned about things like timeliness. How will the U.S. Postal Service handle a surge? Two primaries in New York this year did not report results until 6 weeks later because of the record number of mail-in ballots. And the political parties don't seem to agree about whether to give the USPS more money ahead of November to handle all of this. Yet in-person voting has its own problems, like a shortage of poll workers since many are concerned about their health. So that could lead to limited poll locations and super long lines on election day. So get ready for a wild ride over the next 80 days or maybe longer. And of course, we'll be keeping you updated on the quick highlights of the conventions over the next couple of weeks and everything else you need to know before Election Day during our regular episodes Monday through Friday when we provide all the day's news in just 10 minutes. Be sure to subscribe or follow in your podcast app so you're always in the know. Thanks again for joining us today. We will chat again on Monday. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Transform your home in one weekend and get big savings on everything for your project at Menards. Menards carries the largest selection of Purdy painting tools you need to get your painting project started. From brushes, paint, roller covers, and even paint kits. Hurry in and save big money on Purdy painting supplies. Get everything you need for your painting project at Menards. Plus, check out Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big.